short favorite, and they are racing away from the 1400 meter marker. One or two of them a little bit slow to go, Strapping Lad and Titus Maximus. Hadrian's Wall came out flashy today and shows the early tempo. Arcadian in the green and black is second. Favorite Bello Gallico in a dream position third at the 1,000 meter marker. A length and a half, Catch That Kid. Just gets a scrub or two to stay in touch. They're really starting to stretch out. 7-8 lengths off the leaders. 2 lengths, Clever Kid. 1 turn towards the inside, then we drop back to Storm Cyclone as they really stretch out. And here's a shot of Hadrian's Wall, not looking back by 5, coming to the 600. Arcadian second. Favorite Bello Gallico in third. 5 lengths back to Catch That Kid. Clever Kid further back in the running, 1 turn. Homeward Bound and Hadrian's Wall. Been doing all the buying in front, leads a length and a half. Down the inside, Arcadian, and now Bello Gallico comes with a winning run on the outside, and Bello Gallico, the Vercingetorix, going to do as he's bred. He's still very green, but he's too classy for this field, and it's game, set, and match. Bello Gallico to win by 3. Second spot's going to get interesting. 7 gets up, Clever Kid, Arcadian 5, and then the 10, Catch That Kid. Bello Gallico just blew them away despite being exceptionally green, even at the pull-up there. Look how green this individual is. So well done to Keststorm Investments, Mr. Kenneth Pillay, whereby the Oldland Stud, Chad Little, Glenn Cotson, and this Vercingetorix was always going to win the race, but just very green down the lane. And you'll see there, showing the head up, and then just past the post, also very, very green. So a lot of improvement to come. Decent run from number 7, Clever Kid in second, making the debut. Arcadian gave in late, then Catch That Kid. Hadrian's Wall set the fractions in front, stretched them out. Don Magoo further back. Thomas Birchall and Storm Cyclone. 1-7, 5-10.